Welcome to the ageturners.com podcast. Podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Ricky Acosta gets into three major benefits or blessings of having a set time and set place fellowship with the Lord.
Today we come to the fourth installment in this series on fellowshipping with the Lord at a set time and at a set place. So far, in the previous broadcasts, we've seen the very important principle of giving the first place to the Lord, turning our heart to the Lord first thing in the morning. And also, we've seen the matter of the need to set our mind on our spirit, and then to get into the Word by mingling our reading with our praying and having fellowship with the Lord in His Word. In this broadcast, what we want to do is not touch any further practices, but rather we'd like to have a little fellowship concerning the benefits of having the set time and set place fellowship with the Lord. There is a small booklet available entitled A Time with the Lord by Brother Witness Lee that could be of great help in this matter. In this booklet, Brother Lee says, if we will do this, that is to practice the time of fellowship with the Lord daily, if we will do this for a period of time, the Lord will work a great change in us. Our experience of Christ will be deepened, and eventually our influence toward others will be prevailing. The whole situation among us will be radically changed, not by teaching, studying, or exhorting, but by contacting the Lord. We must pay the price to spend this time with the Lord for the sake of our spiritual growth. In the mornings, we must not love to lie sleepily in our beds so long. Watchman Nee once told us that if we love our bed, we can never love the Lord. There is a real struggle with us between choosing the Lord or choosing our bed. It makes a big difference whether or not we have this time of fellowship with the Lord daily. Today, I'd like to fellowship with you concerning three major benefits of having this kind of personal fellowship with the Lord. These are three great blessings that we may experience if we develop this habit of having the personal time with the Lord. The first of these blessings is that in the personal fellowship with the Lord, we can experience the personal comfort, the personal strengthening from the Lord. Every one of us passes through difficult situations and faces problems or temptations. You may be going through a difficult situation right now. Well, in the book of Hebrews, we're told that the Lord is our great high priest, and that He's interceding for us, and that we can come forward to Him because He sympathizes with our weaknesses and He can grant us the mercy and the grace. And in the book of 1 Peter, we see that the Lord is the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. The Lord does really care for our inward feeling. Elsewhere in Peter, it says that we should cast all our anxieties on Him because it matters to Him concerning us. But how and where can we experience this kind of strengthening of the Lord, this kind of comforting from the Lord in our soul? It's actually in this personal fellowship with the Lord at a set time and at a set place. In the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, there are two very sweet verses that talk about this. In Isaiah 30, verse 15, it reads, "In returning and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and in trust will be your strength. But you were not willing." The Lord can strengthen us. The Lord can save us and bring rest to our souls if we come to Him. But here in this verse it says, "You were not willing," and this is true very often. The supply is here for us before the Lord in the Lord's presence, but we go to other things. We go to other sources to try to get some supply or try to get some help or some comfort. But we need to come to the Lord and have personal fellowship with Him and open ourselves to Him and get His comfort, get His speaking through His Word. The other verse I was referring to is in Isaiah 50, verse 4, where it says that the Lord knows how to sustain the weary with a word. Is this your experience sometimes? You're just weary in your soul and you need some strengthening. Well, the Lord discharges. Come to me. Come, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and He will give the rest to our souls. It is in this personal time of fellowship that the Lord can restore our soul, can nourish us, strengthen us to continue to go on in the Christian life, and also give us a very personal word regarding our situation. Through this personal fellowship with the Lord, He can meet our inward need the way nothing and no one else can. A second great blessing that we experience from having personal fellowship with the Lord is that we are able to receive the personal enlightenment. What we mean by this is that we can get the Lord shining on who we are, on our condition, and on our sin. You may wonder how we could call this a blessing, but actually, if we have any sin, any unconfessed sin in our heart, the Bible says that if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear. So if there's sin in our heart, any unconfessed sin, then it's hard to have good fellowship with the Lord. You know, our conscience is a function of our spirit. And so if there is some stain on our conscience, it's impossible to have the sweet fellowship with the Lord. In 1 John chapter 1, four key matters are mentioned, and they're all related. And they are the eternal life, the fellowship of the eternal life, which means the flow of that life, light, and then the blood. And these four items, we experience them in a kind of a cycle. First, we have the divine life, the eternal life, and then we have the flow of this life. And when we have the flow of this life, which is the fellowship, we do have light. The Lord shines on us. And He shines not just to condemn us, not just to show us our condition, but to give us the opportunity for us to confess our sins so that those sins can be washed away by the blood. And the result is that we enjoy more life and more fellowship of that life. So, to have the Lord's enlightenment is a very positive thing because it allows the Lord the opportunity to shine on us so that the barriers that exist between us and God, the barrier of sins, can be removed so that we can have the sweet fellowship with the Lord. A third great benefit or blessing of having the personal fellowship with the Lord is that through this kind of exercise, our mind gets trained to understand the anointing in our spirit. As we have fellowship with the Lord personally, especially through the personal prayer reading, like we spoke of last time, then we have some feeling in our spirit as we're praying the Word. Those feelings that we have are the result of the Spirit moving in our spirit. This is what the Bible calls the anointing. But for us to interpret those feelings and to know what the Lord is trying to tell us, we need a renewed mind. We need a trained mind. We need a mind that is set on the Spirit and that is disciplined to follow the Spirit. That's why, as in previous broadcasts, we emphasize this matter of setting the mind on the Spirit and having a mind that is not distracted. Through this kind of exercise, the Lord has the way to train our mind to understand His speaking in our spirit. I hope that you can see that for us to practice the personal fellowship with the Lord brings us many blessings, at least these three. We can experience the personal comfort in speaking of the Lord, we can receive his personal enlightenment, and our mind can be trained to know the speaking of the Lord in our spirit. Once again, I just encourage you to practice every day. Set aside a few minutes at a set place and at a set time to have this kind of personal fellowship with the Lord. For more on this subject, I would recommend the booklet that I read from earlier in the broadcast, that is A Time with the Lord by Brother Witness Lee. May the Lord bless you in your practice of fellowship with him. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.